This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Political Washington has once again proven the old adage about there being nothing like a deadline to concentrate the mind. There is a tentative but overwhelmingly likely to pass deal on the budget and the debt limit with an extra soupçon of creativity thrown in for good measure, because Congress and the White House have found yet another way to dance around the automatic spending cuts known as sequestration. Yeah, been a while since you heard that, huh? The deal in play would bust the sequester spending caps by $80 billion over the next 2 years and get us out from the debt limit squabble until March of 2017. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains how those automatic cuts became not quite so much.
The automatic spending cuts and caps of sequestration were supposed to be a way of forcing a grand bargain over the budget.
The idea was never that sequestration would take place.
John Gilmore is a professor of government at the College of William and Mary.
It was always thought that cutting spending in this mindless way would be so awful that Congress would never let it happen.
But it did happen. Members of Congress also tried sequestration for a while in the 80s. Then after some legal challenges, they said, never mind, and killed it. That didn't happen this time around. Instead, Congress and the White House just found ways around sequestration's budget caps. They have offset the extra spending, but with temporary fixes, like selling oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
These are all temporary solutions to long-term problems.
Henrietta Traes is the macroeconomic policy analyst at Heights Securities.
If you want to actually fundamentally alter the trajectory of our deficit, you need to go after taxes and entitlements.
In some kind of a grand budget bargain, which is definitely not what Congress and the White House have announced. Still, Harvard public finance professor Linda Bilmes says it's better than nothing.
They definitely accomplished something here. On the other hand, we shouldn't say that this is the answer to all of our problems.
Bilmes is hoping this latest deal will pave the way for some fundamental budget reform someday. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.